Aspect, a global provider of unified communications, UC, and collaboration services and software, understands the needs of our customers to leverage different deployment options which optimize their ROI and ongoing support costs. Working with Microsoft and Cumulux, Aspect is preparing to utilize the Windows Azure Cloud Computing Platform to allow customers to put data and processing components, which are most cost-intensive, into a secure cloud environment, reducing the hardware footprint and IT resources required for a pure premise environment. One simple example of this is for long-term recording storage and access required for customer satisfaction initiatives and legal compliance. Consider a contact center with 250 agents running 24/7, requiring all customer interactions to be recorded. In a year, this consumes over 20 terabytes of disk space. In many industries, it's required that these recordings are stored for a minimum of several years, and in some cases, use of tape or other less accessible media isn't a viable option, since these recordings must be checked for proper call handling. Fault tolerance and redundant storage is also a critical requirement, doubling or sometimes tripling the disk space required, as well as the network bandwidth to replicate recordings across multiple sites. Azure Blob Storage can easily support holding years' worth of information readily accessible from any location as needed. Let's run through a demonstration.
A short demonstration of Performance Edge quality management using Azure Storage. We can currently see a call is in progress and being recorded, the audio and the screen capture of the agent's workstation. Once the call is completed, the files will be transferred to the local server before being transferred up to Azure.
Hello, and thank you for calling Aspect Financial. This is Pat. Am I speaking with Mary Hart?
Yes, hello. I have a question about the letter I received about my rate going up on my credit card.
Okay, Mary, yes, I can definitely help you with that. First, for security purposes, can you provide me with the last four digits of your credit card number?
Sure, it is 8072.
Okay, and the billing address on that account?
That's 829 Parkview Boulevard, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
That's great, thank you.
The recording has stopped, and we see the audio and the video files being combined and then transferred up to Azure Storage.
Later in the day, Compliance Officer Sharon is reviewing recordings where the reason code indicates agents adjusted credit card rates for customers. Sharon pulls up the recording of Mary's call with Agent Pat and confirms that proper corporate procedures were followed and the transaction should be allowed.
Hello, and thank you for calling Aspect Financial. This is Pat. Am I speaking with Mary Hart?
Yes, hello. I have a question about the letter I received about my rate going up on my credit card. And Sharon never knew that she was accessing Azure instead of a local network drive.
And I'd like to show you some of the source code changes that we made in order to approve the Azure Blob Storage as a replacement for local storage for the quality management product. First off, we need two parameters in the configuration so that the program can know where the blob storage is. And that would be the container name, the account name, and the shared key, which is the access code. But we got two classes from Cumulux, which assisted this quite a lot. One is called BlobStore, and in its constructor, we pass it the account name and the account key, and it instantiates connection with the cloud. And two methods in here that we use for this. One was postBlob, which is overloaded. You pass it a byte array of the payload, which is essentially the blob file that you're uploading, the path name, which is a string, that will be the name of the blob as it's known in Azure, and it uploads it for you. And then when you want to get the entity back, we call get blob entity, and again you pass it the path name and it will return it as a blob entity. That's the second class that we got. It's very simple. One of the properties of this class is the payload, which is a byte array. And so the way this works is you pass a byte array in, and it uploads, and you ask for the blob back, and it comes back as a byte array.
When considering the ROI, the numbers showed that it's cheaper to use Azure for recording storage for at least the first 5 years, without considering the redundancy and likely hardware replacement required during this long period. Since Azure automatically handles this for you, concerns about data loss are eliminated. Going forward, Aspect plans to leverage Azure for more storage and processing activities, including merging the audio and screen capture recordings after uploading, encrypting the files during upload to Azure Blob Storage, reporting services based on called data stored in SQL Azure, and recording analysis services for automatic review of customer interactions. Aspect is committed to supporting public clouds, hybrid, and in the future, private or premise-based clouds to help our customers reach their ROI goals in the manner that works best for them.